From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October the 16th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail with further details on the court decision handed down on Tuesday, October the 13th, in the Stacy Post felony eavesdropping case. In that decision, Columbia County Supreme Court Judge Richard Mott dismissed a felony indictment handed up in February and gave the state the option to represent the case. Mott determined the grand jury proceedings were defective. Mott said, among other things, the state usurped the deliberative role of the grand jurors by soliciting witness opinion and then presenting that opinion as fact. In one instance, the credibility of one witness was called into question because they claimed to be a friend of Post. In another, the witness was asked if they feared Post. Mott wrote, and I quote, thereby eliciting a response that impugned the defendant's character. Post attorney Dennis Schleckner said, and I quote, the decision speaks for itself. There are special duties given to a prosecutor, and he or she is supposed to adhere to those rules. This goes beyond whether an attorney obeyed the rules. I find it outrageous. I will defend this case as vigorously as possible, end quote. Special Prosecutor John Sedenletler said, and I quote, obviously I disagree with the court's decision. The case is not going to be abandoned, end quote. Post was indicted on 30 felony counts of eavesdropping, official misconduct, and possession of eavesdropping devices. It is alleged that she placed audio and video recording devices in Wyndham Town Hall to monitor the conversations of town employees and visitors. Post has continued to serve as town supervisor and is seeking re-election on November the 3rd. Sandler will present the matter to a Greene County grand jury once again on Wednesday, October the 21st. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that an effort to move forward interim contract approval between Columbia County and the Columbia County Economic Development Corporation hit a snag on Wednesday, October the 14th, when the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Finance Committee chose to table action for a month. This despite the matter getting a green light from the board's Economic Development Committee just minutes before. Stockport Supervisor Matt Murrell said, and I quote, I think the contract is 95% there. Some of the wording needs to be tweaked, end quote. Corporation Interim Executive Director F. Michael said, and I quote, the general consensus is in favor of moving the contract forward so that our funding can be restored, end quote. Once the contract is approved by the full board, $225,000 in county funds would immediately flow to the CEDC. Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan and committee members agreed more public input on the agreement would be solicited if the contract was posted on the county website during the next month. The Economic Development Committee will review input from the supervisors, including potential changes in the agreement, at its October 26 meeting. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Cuomo administration has prevailed in court on the question of who controls the Women's Equality Party. At the same time, the appellate court ruling did uphold a lower court's decision to toss WEP candidates off the ballot on a technicality. On Wednesday, October the 14th, the Third Department found that the group backed by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is the only one of the three withstanding as the party's controlling entity. A group of Niagara County Republicans and a group led by former State Senator Cecilia Kacik challenged for control of the party. A Supreme Court judge in Niagara County last month urged all three groups not to nominate any candidates. Hamilton writes that the appellate decision handed down on Wednesday is convoluted and confusing, and in the end, the ruling did not make crystal clear who runs the party. However, the Cuomo side is claiming victory. WEP Chair Rachel Gold said, and I quote, we are thankful the courts rejected these cynical and illegitimate attempts to hijack the Women's Equality Party and ruled in favor of those who formed it and worked hard to get it on ballot status. Full disclosure, Kacik is a WGXE programmer. You can read that full story and the full court decision at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Charles Holmes writes in the Daily Mail that 79% of the people in Greene County lack broadband access and 74% in Columbia County don't have high-speed service. Columbia County Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development Ken Flood said, and I quote, we are among the worst in the state and we are the worst in the capital region, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo has been outing his New York broadband program, claiming to bring broadband to all New Yorkers by the end of the decade. Warren Hart, Greene County Director of Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning, said, and I quote, "We do have our challenges here in Greene County for getting all the residents and businesses accessed with broadband. It is a superhighway. It is really an infrastructure. It's no different than any other infrastructure needs for a community. In many regards, it has now probably become the most important infrastructure outside sewer and water," end quote. Hart said Hudson Valley Wireless has a joint application with Greene to cover the county. Greene County will also allow internet providers access to the radio and emergency communications towers installed by grants after the storm surrounding Hurricane Irene. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And in our final story, the Daily Freeman reports that Greene, Ulster, and Columbia counties gained jobs during the 12-month period ending September the 31st, and Dutchess and Delaware counties did not, according to the State Department of Labor. Greene and Ulster gained 300 jobs, and Columbia County added 100 non-farm jobs, with 15,000 total in Greene, 61,300 in Ulster, and 21,900 in Columbia County. The Dutchess-Putnam area lost 1,600 non-farm jobs over the past year, and Delaware County lost 400 jobs. New York's unemployment rate last month was 5.1%, down from 5.2% in August and 6% in September 2014. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Now, before I go to the weather, don't forget that today is day two of the WGXE Dead Air Pledge Drive. Tune in for special remote broadcast and turn out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. We thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Please donate now. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers mainly before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a temperature high near 61 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 40%. For Friday night, a slight chance of showers after 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 38 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Friday night is 20%. And now for the weekend forecast on Saturday. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 50 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then becoming mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 49 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:09 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:11 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, 4 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 16th day of October 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.